All right, we have some catching up to doing. We have catching up to do. So, how you been? I've been good. This girl who tried to convince me that she was high, then this girl who cast a spell on me. But those are two whole different podcasts, bro. Now, I'm back. And I just want to say, I was gone long for a reason, okay? You wanna know my reason? It's because I'm lazy. I don't really want to, I wanted to do this stuff for a while, actually. I've been wanting to do this podcast for a while, that's why I waited. But, we have some catching up to do, and, we have some catching up to do. So, how you been, man? I've been good. I've just, been me. So, been doing dumb things. Now, okay. Let's be clear. Today, I am out of it. Are you? I'm out of it. I've been out of it for a while. I've been playing Just Cause 3 because I got a new Xbox. I've also been playing The Evil Within 2, Dying Light, Just Cause 2. I've been playing lots of games, man. Been a gangster playing Minecraft. Nah, I'm just kidding. I can't stand Minecraft. How about you? So now let's take stories to use it for personal gain. Sounds great. So let me tell you about this girl. Actually, I'm just gonna use both the stories that I said I shouldn't use today, and I'm gonna use them today. Alright, they're too interesting to save. Yeah, there are these two crazy girls that go to my school, alright? Ooh, I should also tell you about the... I also have a bonus story in plan for you. Let me tell you about these two girls. Now, everybody says that they are nuts, and I agree, because I got to see it. These two girls who go to my school, alright? One of them, let's just give her the name of, Cher. And let's give the other one the name of Madonna. Because they are both, probably shouldn't say what they are. Yeah. Sorry, I'm out of it. Don't judge, okay? But, these girls were trying to get me to believe that, one of them tried to make me believe that they were high off of marijuana, which is a classic, it's classic, trying to be cool. And one, this girl is the complete opposite, okay? I'm not saying I'm popular, because I'm not. But this girl is like, it's crazy how nuts she is. She told me that she was high off of marijuana and not to tell anybody. So, I only told a few people, aka the whole school. Let's see, I told the biggest snitch in the whole school. Because, you know, he can't miss out, man. Just because he snitches on everybody doesn't mean he has to miss out on everything. Only the things that nobody cares about. Like, this kid is such a snitch. Last year, back a couple of years ago, Okay, it was last year. I was doodling in class, and the kid decided he wanted to tell on me. He is that much of a snitch, okay? Now, I have never met such a snitch in my life. Like, you think your little siblings are bad? Huh. If you met this kid, you would be so sad. Like, you would be thankful if your brothers and sisters snitched on you. Well, anyway, this kid, he's not the main part of the story, all right? Yeah, I guess. But, I know, I'm out of it. Don't. But, the kid didn't believe me until the end of class when the girl went, yeah, blah, 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 I'm high right now. Then he went, well, you were telling the truth. 'Cause this kid blames me for, like, tapping him when he's sleeping in the middle of the class. I don't. I mean, sometimes I do because it's hilarious to see him wake up with the absolute best expression on his face. If you found out about this, you know who you are, what's up? Yeah. I have stories about him too, but this shouldn't involve him. Alright, stop talking about him. Let's get into the actual story. Okay. So, okay, so the girl tried to convince me she was high, pretty much, and then, I guess she ended up getting in trouble. I wasn't there to witness it, because, some kids told on her in the office. Oh, man, only if I could see that. I have another story about this girl who, cast a spell on me. Now, I don't know if I'm, the only one who thinks witchcraft is tons of bullcrap, but, you know, I do, and there's nothing that'll change my opinion, because I don't believe in witchcraft. What I do believe in is Christianity, and, yeah, but, anyway, she said she, I keep going on and I am sorry, I am truly sorry. Okay, she was gonna cast a spell on me. Then the next day, she tried to go down to the office. She went to go down to the office to tell on me for telling people that she told me that she was a witch. Okay, she tried to get me in trouble, and, you know, I don't think that's pretty nice, you know? Now, I know I've been going on and on and on, but let's talk about the biggest snitch in the school. Now, I'm not going to give him a name. I'm not going to give out his real name. But back in third grade, alright. I know this is third grade. I'm in middle school now. So is he. I'm surprised he wasn't held back because he don't do any of his work. All he does is sleep. Well, anyway, back in third grade, he wanted to join this club that these little kids made up. Alright, and he thought that they were, like, so cool. So what he did is, apparently you had to lick the toilet tops to get into the group. So I said, don't do it. Don't do it. That's dumb. That's really dumb. Don't do it. He goes over there and says, hey, I want to join. Then they bring him into the bathroom. I watched because, you know, I'm not gonna miss a show. I watched, and sure enough, he licked the toilet top, the whole thing. They still didn't let him in. So he sat there and cried for about, say, a good 20 minutes. And I told him that it was dumb, and he went, I'm sorry. Yeah, my mom was, the teacher thing for this. And he would not leave her alone. It was weird. Like, he would go literally sit next to her and just start talking to her. I'd say, hey, bro, you want to play basketball? Like, you want to play dodgeball? Or just something. He'd say, no, I like talking to your mom. Oddly enough, he knew it was my mother. I mean, at least he wasn't that mental. But I'm going to give you one more story before I go. And you're probably thinking, ugh, please stop talking. It feels like there's red-hot needles poking into my brain. Why are you so tired? Okay, you know, I went to bed really late last night. And then on top of that, I went to bed at like 2 a.m., okay? Then on top of that, I woke up at 9 because I was afraid that I was supposed to wake up at a certain time. I wasn't. Then I tried to go back to sleep. I couldn't. So, hold on. Let me think of the story. Okay. So there's this kid back in fifth grade, she thought that she would be a professional singer, and this involves the girl who tried to convince me that she was high. So these two girls thought that they were professional singers. Let's give one the name of Angelica from Rugrats, and Vanessa from Deadpool. Let's see, Vanessa was shorter and uglier, and Angelica was taller and uglier too. They both out-uglied each other, I hate to say it. But, they ended up getting into a fist fight back in fifth grade because one of them got into the talent show while the other... Wow, okay. And, Angelica got into the talent show while, Vanessa didn't. And Vanessa... I think Vanessa's the shorter one, I don't know. And Vanessa got super mad, and she went, you know what, I'm not your friend anymore. Come out here and I'll F you up. So they went outside, and sure enough, on the playground, they met by the swing set, and they duked it out. It was the best day of my life. I also have some really, really weird stories about this girl, too. I'm just gonna keep going on until it hits 20 minutes, okay? This girl also got into another, well, tried to get into another fight because this other girl, who is my friend, who is one of my best friends, okay? Because this other girl... she was trying to hit. So, the other girl, let's come up with a name for her. I can't think, okay? Lauren. Let's come up, Lauren, and then the other one is, I think it's Angelica. Whichever one was the shorter one, I don't remember. So, Lauren and Angelica got into a fight, and Angelica kept trying to punch Lauren. So Lauren took Angelica because Angelica had this purse, and it was dumb. It was like My Little Pony, and apparently the same grandma that she had has died about 10 times. Okay. She took it, and she took the handle for the purse and yanked her around, and the purse broke. So then she sat on the playground and cried for about 5-6 minutes while we were laughing because we had nothing better to do but to laugh at her. I mean, picture this, okay? Just picture it. This really short girl trying to fight this really tall girl. Just picture it. I mean, and this girl tried to kill me with a stick because I said that she was short. Like, no joke, no scam. She grabbed this giant stick and chased me and a couple of my friends around. Well, one kid was my friend until I got into a fight with him. I whooped him. I don't know. I wasn't there, though. You know, everybody says that, well, he agrees that he lost, but anyway, we all had to run different ways because she kept trying to kill all of us with a giant stick. I remember one of my friends was, well, he had the balls to go up and trip her, and the stick went flying forward. It almost hit me once he tripped her. Now keep in mind, he didn't kick her. He just stuck her. He just stuck his foot out in front of her, and then they ended up dating, and this was just this year. I mean, I will literally, I'm going. Oh, never mind. I don't have the text because my old Facebook account was hacked. Well, he said that he had genuine feelings. Then he ended up cheating on her, and that was one time I genuinely felt bad for her, even though she had spit on my shoes, spit all over me, she had spit in my mouth. But I still felt bad. And keep in mind, she tried to kill me with a stick. I mean, you think you know crazy people? You should meet half the kids that go to my school. Now, this other girl and one of my best friends, I know this kid won't mind me giving out his real name because we've been good friends for a while. And he has a YouTube channel with about 178 subscribers. What's up, Connor? Well, Connor dated this girl who was obsessed with him. And now keep in mind, we're only in middle school, man. She tried to convince him to make out with her. He said no. Then she walked up and like tried to give him a hickey on his neck or something, and he pulled away and said, "You know what? We're done. I didn't even like you in the first place." Nah, he didn't say that. He's too nice. It would have been funny though. Then she ended up going to a whole new school, I guess. Oh, man. I'm sorry for boring you. Well, what I said he said is what I would have said. And now keep in mind, he didn't even know that he was dating her. Okay, we reached 20 minutes, we did it. Alright, now you don't have to listen to me talk anymore. Great, see you later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.